Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, the other day I ran across, I think, one of the hardest working men in the state of Texas. He is the Secretary of State, Rolando Pablos. He hadn't been secretary that long, but man, this guy is busy. Eddie, I'm asking you to join us today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So you and Rex Tillerson are out there fighting the Russians, right?
Well, I don't know about that. We're trying to bring prosperity to Texas. That's what I'm doing.
But, I mean, that is the difference. I mean, the role of the Secretary of State of Texas is sort of selling Texas.
That's right. I'm the Chief Protocol Officer, so it's kind of the Chief Marketing Officer for the state.
So tell me about what you've been doing. I know you've been cutting a lot of ribbons and you've been turning over a lot of spades. This is a great time to be doing what you're doing.
Absolutely, and it seems that I keep coming back to the DFW area to do that. We were in Plano, and we've been out there three times already, cutting ribbons, celebrating headquarters.
We met at Toyota. And then this week you were at Boeing.
Boeing, and a few weeks ago, Legacy West.
Wow.
It's incredible what's going on.
So, can it go on forever?
I think so. We just have to continue to do what we've been doing.
You got to keep the pipeline full.
Keep the pipeline. Keep the attractiveness going. You know, we're a very attractive state for investment, and it shows.
Well, so is the pipeline relatively full? I mean, do you still have inquiries that companies want to grow here or relocate here?
Every day. And wherever I go, people want to be in Texas. People know what Texas has to offer, and we get inquiries every day.
Do they look? We offer tax breaks in some cases, right?
Right.
On an individual basis, but there's a statewide incentive, right?
There's local and state incentives, but you know what? That's not really the main focus. I think what companies are looking for is the business-friendly environment that we offer as a state.
Is there a fear that somehow we can undo this? That I mean, on the one hand, I've seen what's happened to home prices around our area, okay. And they've gone through the roof. They're absolutely terrible. And the same thing, in many areas there's a shortage of office space.
Right, right.
And workforces.
Well, if the question is whether this is sustainable, I tell you that it is. But at the same time, as I said, we have to continue to work together to make sure that we continue to be an attractive place to be.
So how do we work together? Because, I mean, once they decide to move to Texas and, you know, if they're deciding between Dallas and Houston, I'm telling you, we're not working together.
Well, you know, what CEOs look for, what board for directors look for is the quality of life mostly. But really the most important thing is talent. They want to know that they have a qualified pool of talented individuals from which they can draw for the long term. And in Texas, you know, we have an excellent workforce, and that's one thing that they do look at.
But that comes back to education, too.
Of course.
So do we in-migrate the educated people, or do we raise our own?
Well, I want to raise our own. I mean, we have to make sure we work with, you know, our pre-K through 12 institutions and our universities to develop that talent, and we already are. I mean, we have excellent universities pumping out some quality individuals. You know, with respect to bringing folks in from the outside, the companies are going to bring in their best people, but they also expect to have extremely qualified individuals here locally.
You know, there's such a wide variety, and I know you're going over to talk to Burlington, Northern Santa Fe, BNSF, mm-hmm. but I mean, we mentioned Toyota, and then there's Boeing, and then, you know, JCPenney headquarters is out there, and we've got, it's really an eclectic group. Who are you hearing from? What kind of companies can you say that you're hearing from right now that are looking at Texas?
Well, if you look at all of this from an industry cluster perspective, a lot of tech companies, financial services companies are looking, particularly DFW area. Manufacturing is huge. And so it comes from pretty much every corner of all industries. You know, energy, renewable energy companies. We're headed to Spain next week to talk about LNG. Imports for them. We talk about biotech. So it's really the whole gamut. It's incredible what's going on.
All right. Has anybody asked you about the bathroom bill? This is coming up again. I mean, we were with the governor the other night, and he was warning all the legislators, I'm going to see you here in a few weeks. And that's certainly going to be one of the items that at least everybody else is talking about.
Well, you know, the good thing here is that my focus is really on promoting the state. I'll leave all of those things to the ledge and to the governor to handle. Right now, what my focus is in promoting the state and having CEOs look at all the things we have to offer. And that's really, you know, where I reside. That's my bailiwick.
I don't know if you've committed your calendar or even your short-term calendar to memory, but I'm curious. So last week it was opening up the Toyota headquarters here. This week it was Boeing here cutting the ribbon. Where do you go next? Who's doing this? What cities and what companies?
Sure. Well, so I was in Calgary a couple of weeks ago promoting the petroleum, oil, and gas industry, renewable energy. We were out in San Diego at Bio International. You know, the biotech industry is huge, and we met with over 40 companies looking to come to Texas. And so our job is to identify the companies and then connect them to every community in Texas that's interested in bidding for their business. And so we're headed to Spain. We're going to meet with the Australian embassy to talk about a trade mission to Australia. You know, Australia is a tremendous investor in Texas. Japan, you know, Japan's created, you know, dozens, you know, I think it was 12,000 jobs in the last 5 or 6 years in Texas. And so it's,
yeah, he was a Kubota that
Kubota and Mitsubishi. You've got Toyota.
Right.
I mean, the list just goes on. Japan is really doubling down on Texas. We saw with Toyota.
This is a good time to be you. Yeah. So we'll leave the Russians to tell her, said, and you take care of the state. The Secretary of the great state of Texas.
Absolutely.
Is Rolando Pablos. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really proud to be the Secretary of State, and to go out and promote our state is the greatest job.
I believe it. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.